It's happened to all of us. You're stuck in the one lane that's not moving when some guy whizzes past in a brand new Cadillac or Porsche. He flashes a Rolex. Suddenly you recognize him. He's the idiot who flunked out of your school. You studied hard and got straight A's. And now you're sitting in an 8-year-old car wearing a knockoff watch. In that moment you ask, if I'm so smart, how come that idiot's rich and I'm not? Or how about this? You pick up a copy of the local paper and see a photo of a guy shaking hands with the governor. Seems he turned his nothing business into a holding company. Now, he has interests in every major city in the state and about 5,000 people working for him. That's when you realize he used to be that kid who always got the change wrong when he came to collect the newspaper money. You never got the money wrong. Yet now, the only person who ever shakes your hand is the greeter at Walmart. You ask, if I'm so dependable, how come that idiot's rich and I'm not? Or this, you finally purchased your first home. You and your wife can just about make the payments if you both work full-time and give up all thoughts of a family. One day, your friends drag you to a business opportunity meeting with 300 other wannabe rich hopefuls. That's when you realize the guy standing on the stage, tossing $100 bills into the crowd, is the son of your mom's neighbor in Queens, who was always borrowing money off everyone to buy candy because he never had a dime. You never ever borrowed anything, not even a penny, not once. You always paid your own way. And now you're living paycheck to paycheck, and all you've got in your pocket is $87.62 and your lucky coin. You can't help but ask, if I was always so careful about money, how come that idiot's rich and I'm not? How about this one? You're standing in the checkout line at the supermarket and skimming the covers of the magazines, thinking you'd like to buy a couple of magazines, only cash is tight right now. There, on the cover of People, you suddenly see it. A small inset photo that looks really familiar. You grab the magazine and flip to the page. Sure enough, there's a long story about this woman who just donated $1 zillion to an organization that helps women build businesses. You read on. Turns out, she became a fashion designer, launched a hugely successful internet clothing empire, and adopted 3 orphans from poverty-stricken countries. More than that, she accomplished all this by the age of 30. You've just passed the 41-year mark. Worst of all, you realize that the woman with the great People magazine life was that weird kid you used to babysit for a few dollars. She was the one who wore purple tights with ragged holes in the knees, topped off with a mustard yellow t-shirt and a blue, pink, and orange striped pajama top. You always matched perfectly. Every outfit you wore was impeccably coordinated. You can't help but ask, if I was always so correct, how come that idiot's got this terrific creative life and I'm standing at the checkout counter worrying about the price of a couple of magazines? Here's one more. You've just been promoted to VP of something worthwhile. It only cost you 10 years of 80-hour weeks and one marriage, but you made it. You're rewarded with a trip to the annual industry conference. Then your world turns upside down. You recognize the keynote speaker. He's the guy who flunked out halfway through your senior year. Worse, you recognize the woman sitting beside him. She dropped out because she got pregnant. The only ones you don't recognize are the 3 handsome children sitting beside them on the stage. Now the whole family's getting a standing ovation because they've just endowed a chair, built a hospital, funded 2 labs, and bought milk for an entire country. And the 2 parents who everyone said wouldn't last 6 months have got this great family and this great life. You, on the other hand, went to an Ivy League school on a full scholarship and spent the last 10 years taking course after course so you could climb up the corporate ladder. Your wife divorced you 4 years ago, and you see your kids every other weekend for a few hours. You ask, If I work so hard and I'm so smart, how come the universe is doling out these lavish gifts to people who broke all the rules? How come those idiots have it all and my family and I don't?